storm-battered and weary residents of the northeastern United States that have been dealing with the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy have been pounded again by another powerful nor'easter. A lot of American Red Cross volunteers from the Mid-South and Arkansas have left to help those affected by the storm, which means there's a need for more volunteers to help with disasters that may hit closer to home. Jody Carter is a disaster zone manager for Northeast Arkansas for the American Red Cross.
Up to date so far for the effects of Superstorm Sandy, as well as the nor'easter Athena that is impacting the northeast coast right now here in the U.S. Nationwide, we've got a massive response going for humanitarian relief aid. We've got about 5,300 volunteers that so far have been mobilized to provide food and shelter relief to those impacted. Here specifically out of Arkansas, we've got somewhere around 30 volunteers here in the state that have mobilized that are in New York, Maryland, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., and the surrounding areas to provide support. We've got folks that are working in shelters, folks that are doing feeding. We've got some mental health volunteers as well as some internal infrastructure volunteers that have responded.
And Carter says he's looking at the needs for volunteers in northeast Arkansas, where residential fires happen every day and the weather can turn violent quickly. He says with many volunteers gone helping with storms in the northeast United States, there is a need for more volunteers.
You know, we always need volunteers. We always need more. We've got some folks that have deployed. Like I said, about 30 folks are out there. If something large were to happen here at home, we've got a lot of great people that are still here in Arkansas that would pull together, and we would be able to have a response for a disaster that would happen here locally as well.
But he tells what the biggest needs are.
Our biggest need on the volunteer side is supervisor and management level volunteers is who we are sending out there. We've got a great response from local level volunteers in the New England area. We've had a fantastic response from folks up there that are wanting to help, and the Red Cross is utilizing those local volunteers. What we are sending from Arkansas are folks who can operate in a supervisory management capacity to help run the operation and to help manage and coordinate all of the efforts from those local volunteers in New England.
And Carter tells what you can do if you want to volunteer for the American Red Cross.
Steps right now to become a Red Cross disaster volunteer is pretty simple. There's an application to fill out. There's an introductory 3-hour course to complete and a background check to have completed on you, that all of that's no cost. And then you find what specialty that the volunteer will want to focus on and start getting training in that specialty.
And Carter says those who want to volunteer can get plugged in quickly.
From the time that the volunteer presents and wants to start working with the Red Cross, we can get them going in a matter of days to weeks after they get some training here at the local level, start getting some on-the-job training here locally, start responding to some disasters. We average across the state between 4 and 5 residential fires a day across the state. We average about 1 a day in northeast Arkansas. And so there's always opportunities for folks to get some experience as a Red Cross disaster volunteer out on the streets. But there's also, opportunities to volunteer in the office. There are opportunities to volunteer with some of our services to armed forces, opportunities to volunteer with our fundraising side as well.
And besides volunteers, donations to the American Red Cross are also needed. Executive Director of the Northeast Arkansas Chapter, Pam Knapp Carver, tells more.
The American Red Cross is responding to a very, very large disaster right now on the East Coast, and we are trying desperately to raise the money to cover those costs. I know that $23 million was raised this past weekend on a couple of telethons done on air, and the organization as a whole is continuing to raise money to cover the expense of this huge disaster.
And she tells what the money is being used for.
Right now, the American Red Cross is feeding not only the clients who have been affected by the disaster, but all the workers. We have feeding trucks who are going out into communities delivering meals. We are providing comfort kits, which are hygiene items, to the clients who are staying in the shelters. We are providing cleanup kits, which is a kit that contains a bucket and a mop and a broom and a rake and shovels. We've got tarps that we're giving out. Anything that these homeowners may need to start getting their lives back together, we're trying to provide those services.
And according to Carver, monetary donations are being accepted only.
It's a logistical thing, trying to move items from Northeast Arkansas to the East Coast becomes very costly. That's why it's so important for those who in Northeast Arkansas who want to help, if they will give a monetary donation, we can get that money to those clients so that they can get exactly what they need, or the organization can buy the things that they need and make sure that the clients get it.
And Carter says you can go to any Red Cross office and make a donation, or go online to redcross.org to help. She says the money that's raised not only helps those in dealing with the aftermath of storms, but those in the state that have lost everything due to fires.
We find that we have an increased number of single-family fires during the winter. And in this chapter, it never fails. We have a single-family fire in Northeast Arkansas on Christmas Eve. Never fails. And we respond to a fire on average once a day in Northeast Arkansas. And we make sure that our clients have food, clothing, shelter, any life-sustaining medication they may need. If they need their eyeglasses replaced, we make sure they have that. We may be able to help with rental assistance. And like I said, we depend on the community to provide us the funding so that we can provide these services.
And Carver says help is always needed.
I would hope that the community would see the need to support our friends on the other side of the country, on the East Coast, who are tremendously suffering right now, and want to give to the Red Cross, or if to the Disaster Relief Fund, or to just give to the local chapter to help in our everyday work that we do here.
More information online at redcross.org, or you can call 870-763-4481 or 870-932-3212.